This news update's being brought to you by Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. The Elkton Police Department's alerting parents to the growing availability of Mitra 9 canned kratom beverages in local stores and online. The brightly colored drinks, marketed as plant-based kava and kratom products, resemble energy drinks and are sold at gas stations and convenience stores, vape shops, and through online retailers. Police say some cans clearly list kratom extract or mitragynine, which also references 7-OH, a compound found in kratom. Officials caution that although the drinks may look similar to common energy beverages, they contain psychoactive compounds that act on brain receptors in ways comparable to opioids. Reported side effects include nausea, dizziness, drowsiness, increased heart rate, and impaired judgment. Repeated use can lead to dependence, and mixing kratom with alcohol can increase the risk of respiratory depression. Because kratom products are not regulated like FDA-approved medications, potency and ingredients may vary, police say. Parents are encouraged to talk with students about unfamiliar drinks and supplements, monitor for changes in mood or behavior, and seek emergency help if someone is unresponsive or having difficulty breathing. Officials said the goal of the advisory is prevention and awareness. Inspire Rural Health System, in partnership with Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, will offer free heart health screenings for teens ages 13 to 19 on Saturday, March 14th from 8:30 to 2 p.m. at Helsendale's Healthcare System in Cass City. The event includes a medical history review, blood pressure check, EKG, and a pediatric cardiologist on site to evaluate results and order an echocardiogram if needed. The screenings are designed to detect conditions such as hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a leading cause of sudden cardiac death in young athletes. Sudden cardiac death remains the top cause of death among young athletes, and organizers say the 30-minute screenings can identify potentially life-threatening heart abnormalities before symptoms appear. Since the program began in 2011, more than 4,500 Michigan teens have been screened, with 169 heart conditions detected, including 49 cases considered life-saving findings. The program is supported in part by the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, created in memory of Thomas N. Smith, a Flushing High School senior who died in 2011 from an undiagnosed enlarged heart. Parents must pre-register their teens due to limited space and complete the required paperwork in advance. Registration is available online at aspirerhs.org/teen-heart-screening, where you can go online to thumbnet.net for that and more information. And Michigan lawmakers are advancing a 15-bill package aimed at giving law enforcement the authority to neutralize drones that pose threats to public safety or critical infrastructure. Supporters say the legislation responds to the rapid growth of drone use in the state, from deliveries to emergency response, which current laws are ill-equipped to regulate. These bills would allow federally trained officers to use technological methods such as jamming GPS or control signals to disable drones flying over power plants, prisons, bridges, data centers, and public events. Technology is moving faster than the law, and a single irresponsible drone can cause serious harm, said Representative Brian Begol. Officials emphasized the measures apply only to public safety threats, not private property disputes. Law enforcement officials cited incidents elsewhere, like prisons facing frequent drone contraband drops, as examples of the potential risk Michigan could face without new tools. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Are you ready for spring mowing? You will be with a trip to Tri-County Equipment. Save big during Tri-County Equipment's hot February mower deals. That's right. Looking for a low-price rider mower? Get $300 off the John Deere X300 riding mower. Save an extra $500 off the X500 rider and $500 off the comfortable John Deere Z500 zero-turn mower. The X700 rider mower now comes with $700 extra savings. So now's the time to head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment John Deere location and look over the selection and savings for February. Then when spring comes, you'll be ready to mow. Offers available through February 28th, 2026 only. See store for details.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with more news. NASA's Perseverance rover has successfully completed its first ever drive on Mars, planned entirely by AI. While humans previously selected waypoints, a new vision-capable AI analyzed terrain data to navigate a hazardous boulder field without direct operator input. This milestone significantly increases the rover's science time by allowing it to move faster and more safely between targets. Mission engineers believe this autonomous capability will be essential for future missions to the outer moons of Jupiter and Saturn. A study from Ruhr University, Bochum, has mapped out how psychedelic substances dampen real-world visual input, causing the brain to fill the blank space with vivid fragments from memory. By imagining glowing brain cells in mice, researchers watched the shift from external perception to internal recall. This finding suggests that hallucinations experienced are actually the brain attempting to maintain a coherent reality with external signals are suppressed. The research is expected to help refine the use of these substances in treating clinical depression and PTSD. And that's a look at your news brought to you from Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe and Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
It's been cold outside lately, but Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe has deals that are red hot. Now until February 28th, lease a 2025 Ford Bronco Sport Outer Banks for 39 months for only $379 per month. You get four-wheel drive, heated leather seats, a heated steering wheel, power seats, and remote start, all for just $379 per month. Need a bigger vehicle? You can also lease a 2026 Ford Explorer Active with four-wheel drive for 39 months for $431 per month. Enjoy heated cloth seats, power driver and passenger seats, a power lift gate, second row bucket seats, standard third row seating, and trailer tow package. Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford has a deal that's right for you. Right now, you can purchase brand new full-size 2026 Ford Bronco Outer Banks four-door 4x4 with heated leather seats and heated steering wheel, power seats up front, and color-matched hardtop with remote start and running boards, all for as low as $48,727. Or purchase a new 2026 Ford Maverick XLT Hybrid with all-wheel drive, spray and bed liner, and a 13.2-inch infotainment system as low as $34,554.
Lease and purchase deals are using A to Z plan pricing with $2,000 due at signing, 10,500 miles per year. Leases are with lease renewal factory rebate and trade assist factory rebate based on credit approval, no security deposit required.
And that was a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.